Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Lieutenant Nick Godwin of the Port Huron Police Department. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Boy, it seems like you have had so many personnel changes there in the last several months, haven't you?
We have. We talked a few shows ago about all the retirements and people moving on to other endeavors. And with that comes openings. And just this week, Chief Platzer promoted Captain Kerrigan to the position of Assistant Chief. So if you see Assistant Chief Kerrigan around town, please congratulate him.
Absolutely. A couple more promotions coming up later this month, too.
Yes, sir. On Friday the 23rd, we'll be promoting Detective Dwayne Hunger to Sergeant and Officer Dave Conley to Detective. Detective Hunger was hired in 2009, just got his 13-year mark in on the 10th of September. He was a detective for a year and be bringing the knowledge and experience we learned in the DB and his road time to supervising and leading the officers on the road. And Officer Conley was hired in 2001, so just about 21 years on with our department. Prior to working for us, he served in the U.S. Army and also worked for the Alpena Police Department. So he brings a vast amount of experiences and knowledge to the Detective Bureau, and I'm sure he's looking forward to that new challenge and learning what it's like to be a detective.
The Port Huron Police Department does so much promoting from within. It's a place where you can go for a full career and a wide variety of different experiences. Yeah, you have at least one opening there that I'm aware of, right?
Yes. We're also doing some interviews for a records position that are going on this week. Not sure exactly. The numbers kind of fluctuate, especially with all the retirements that we've had. But we're always taking applications for a police officer and cadet. So if you or you know someone who's interested, please check us out on our website and submit an application.
Saw a picture, I think it was yesterday, on Facebook of your new community outreach trailer. This thing is cool. What is the community outreach trailer?
So we're pretty excited about this. It just got debuted on Sunday down at the community roof sit, and this vision from our community service officer, Sam Baker, to take this trailer to events and allow kids and adults alike to come in, play games, play against the officers. If you're a Madden specialist, you put a hurting on some of the officers on the video games or basketball or other fun things going on. But Sam Baker has a background in carpentry, among other things, and he did this whole trailer, did all the work inside wiring and the carpentry and setting up the consoles. And we had huge assistance from other community partners, such as the Atchison Community Foundation, and Thorpe did a great job on the wrapping and other entities that are on the trailer. But it's just a cool place for the kids and officers to come together, have a little healthy competition, and kind of show that personal side and strike up conversation.
A great idea. And this is not unlike the officers that you'll see sometimes just stopping by the playground, playing a little, pick up basketball with the kids that are hanging out there. It really provides a good positive interaction, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. And this is just another way to facilitate that. And if you are interested in checking it out or playing some of the games, our next scheduled event, we'll have it out at the Crosstown Showdown at Memorial Stadium on the 23rd of September. So if you see it over there, stop on by, check it out, and maybe show us what you got on the basketball or the other games.
That'll be a lot of fun. You guys, there's always, it seems like, some sort of training going on within the department. You're doing your yearly, your firearms training?
Yes, the state of Michigan, MCOLS, requires us to do yearly qualifications, and it's just kind of the basic part of it, and they recommend emergency vehicle operations every so many years, but we've figured out a way to do the firearms qualifications, a little bit of extra training on there, and do the vehicle operations in one day. So various days throughout this month. We just completed a day yesterday where groups go out to the range and we have groups out driving and then kind of switch at lunch. And so we can complete both those tasks, check the boxes that, yep, our qualifications are up to date and good, and then work on skill building to no matter where you're at, even if you're a expert at both of them, you can still improve. So just good yearly refreshers, get the rust off, some of the driving stuff that maybe you're in a position, such as myself, behind a desk where I don't get to drive so much anymore, get out there and do those things that I may be called upon to do. So
there you go.
Great refresher and keep those skills sharp.
And the other training that you guys are doing is the response to violence training. What is that?
So obviously, you know, we've all seen on the news across the nation the active killers, maybe shootings or stabbings or vehicles and whatnot, whatever the tool is used to do the violence. And the state of Michigan has required that all officers complete an 8-hour training block on response to violence and have that done by 2024. So we've partnered up, as you heard last month and maybe saw in the paper, the training we did at SC4. And so we've completed two of those, and a majority of our department has been through it, and we've done it, and now we have one more date coming up that the officers that were either on vacation or couldn't make that training due to court or whatever other reasons will be completing the rest of the department shortly, and to ensure that all the officers are familiar with our equipment and the protocols and the training so we can best serve the community if, God forbid, something like that ever happens. So we're excited about having that. The chief and the city manager have taken great strides to provide us with good equipment. So now we just need to train on it and be prepared.
All right. Very good. We appreciate all you do, Nick. Thanks for the update. Appreciate it. And we'll talk again very soon.
I got one more quick update,
yeah,
if you don't mind me
please
plugging it, Paul. The Torch Run is this Friday for
Special
Olympics,
yeah,
fundraiser. So this Friday, September the 16th, the check-in's at 11 a.m. here at the MOC building at 100 McMorrin. The cost is $30 for the run, and it includes the Law Enforcement Torch Run t-shirt that you get, and just a great fundraiser for the Special Olympics. So if you're available or got a want to get a workout in during your lunch break, please come on down to the city building and enjoy. You know, the weather is looking good, so come on out and have a good run.
Yeah, it's going to be nice day. And you get a lot of the Olympians out there joining you too, don't you?
We do. It's a great to see them out there and the smiles and just having a good time.
Yeah, that's a great thing coming up this Friday. Fantastic. Nick, thanks for telling us about it.
Thanks, Paul. Have
a
great week.
You too. Bye-bye.